Nestled within the Rocky Mountains at an elevation of just under 5,000 feet, we start year number 21 of Monmouth University football from Bozeman, Montana, against the number two team of the country, the Bobcats of Montana State. So happy to be back with you on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 a.m. Shore Sports Network, GoMUHawks.com. Matt Harmon along with Eddie Acupinti here for the season opener of year 2013, year number 21 of Monmouth football, a new era in Monmouth football, playing this year as an independent before joining the Big South in 2014. The atmosphere here, in a word, is electric. It is the one and only night game for the second-ranked Bobcats, who have their sights set on a national championship after falling last year in the quarterfinals. The head coaches for tonight, longtime head coaches, Rob Ash, who is in his 34th year as a head coach, stops at Juniata and Drake before taking over the program here in Montana State. He enters year number 7. And, of course, Kevin Callahan entering year number 21. He is the first and only coach in Monmouth history. He will try for win number 115 tonight, and he will have to do it with his young Hawks, who will deal with a crowd expected at about 20,000 people. Game time temperature set for about 70 degrees. The sun's starting to set here as we are in a beautiful atmosphere. Mountains out as we look over Bobcat Stadium. We are in the fifth level of a very nice facility. As we mentioned, this is the first night game of the season, the only night game of the season. The lights are on, the sun again starting to set as they dub this game the Gold Rush game for the opening contest of their 2013 season. Monmouth looking to play spoiler here in Bozeman. My partner, of course, is Eddie Acupinti. Our good buddy is Ray Malaspina back in the studios. Partner, it's been a while since we've been back on the air. We finished with Monmouth Hoops and now back on doing some play-by-play for the college football season. And we are in a college town. It feels like football season.
It is so great, Matt, to be not only back on the air here on the Shore Sports Network, but how great is the following phrase, that football is back. We had a chance to experience not only downtown Bozeman, but this college town here in picturesque Montana. I'll tell you what, it's a one-of-a-kind scene. Just from the vantage point we have, we see not only what is going to be upwards of 20,000 fans, if not more, just a tremendous tailgating atmosphere. You said it, we're surrounded by beautiful mountains, a great video board, a state-of-the-art stadium. This is, I'd rather, Matt, have no way for Monmouth to begin year 21 of football than right here, right now.
Monmouth will play a 12-game schedule this year, the first time in the regular season that they've ever played 12 games. They did play 12 several years ago when they played in the Gridiron Classic, but this year as an independent, a very challenging schedule that will begin on the road here in Bozeman before a stop in Liberty the rest of September. One home game, which will be the 14th of September against Lehigh, Holy Cross, and Columbia before we get into some old familiar faces from the Northeast Conference. This Hawk team, there's some question marks on it for sure, and Eddie will have to start at what most would say the most important position, a familiar number in number 10, but a new guy running the offense for Scott Van Zyl, the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Matt, that's not Kyle Frazier, the number 10 that was the signal caller the last four seasons. This is now the Brandon Hill era in West Long Branch, and it will begin tonight in Bozeman, Montana. The UMass transfer comes in with major experience at the FBS level, started a bunch of games for the Minutemen, had a coaching change up there, decided to continue his career down at Monmouth University, won a very heated quarterback battle throughout camp, beat out Greg DePew, Terrence Scanling, among others, and he'll be the one making the start in this hostile environment tonight. Big, tall, 6'4", strong arm quarterback. It's his job tonight to get the ball to these really experienced and good Monmouth skill position players, because that's the only chance Monmouth will have to move the football consistently.
And some of those skill guys back from last year, Neil Sterling, the Manasquan, New Jersey native, who suffered through a disappointing sophomore year. And I say disappointed because he dealt with so many injuries. He is healthy and ready to go, looking to return to that freshman campaign in which he was basically everyone's all-NEC performer. Eric Sumlin, Lamar Davenport round out the starting wide receiver crew, but that's not where the offense stops for Monmouth. They've got a bunch of talented running backs. Julian Hayes back with his 25 rushing TDs in the last 2 years. KB Asante, a very capable number two back. We may see the emergence tonight of number 37, LaVon Chaney. Number 22, Pete Nagy is back. tight ends are aplenty. Again, Mike McLafferty back for a fifth season. He is among the best probably at this FCS level. And again, Eddie, I think you said it perfectly. The Monmouth offense, so important tonight because many of the question marks on this team are yet again on the defensive side of the football.
And we'll see a lot of new faces, Matt, getting not only their first start, but seeing their first playing time on defense for Monmouth. You're going to hear some names that you're not used to. One of those, another transfer, Gary Onakuzi at the middle linebacker position. Another transfer who we've mentioned before, who will get his first game experience tonight, is cornerback Tevron Brandon. Those two, major Division I FBS experience that will be counted on heavily here in this game tonight.
Onakuzi from Temple, Brandon from UConn. He was here with Monmouth last year, but unable to participate. He is a guy, if you talk about some familiar names during the course of the season, we will reference those guys often. But in a setting like this, I think those are the guys that will be most important. Names like Onakuzi, like Brandon, who've experienced those big type atmospheres. They were players at UConn. Onakuzi played at Temple. Not a ton, but did play. Traveled, was in some big environments. They know what to expect. So those guys, you'd have to expect, are not going to be rattled by this atmosphere. They're going to have to use some of that leadership and trickle it down to some of the younger players.
And it's weird. They're veterans, although they've never played a game for Monmouth. But, Matt, their experience in those big-time atmospheres, I would say more important than any other experience that is on this roster.
We will pause here for the national anthem as the Monmouth captains making their way out. This year's captains, will run that through real quick. Mike McLafferty, Pat O'Hara, Dave Demersion, Tevron Brandon, and Elijah Phillips. We're back after a two-minute timeout for the season opener in 2013. From Bozeman, Montana, you're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network. And our pregame show tonight presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. Monmouth 4-16 in season openers throughout their 20-year program history. They are 2-14 when opening on the road, and usually they've opened up against some pretty tough opponents. None more difficult perhaps tonight, at least on paper. As we mentioned in the open, Montana State, the number two team in the country at the FCS level. They play out of the Big Sky Conference, which is generally regarded perhaps as at least the top two conference, along with the CAA. And I'm sure the folks out here in Mountain Country would say they are the top conference in the country again this season. They have teams like Montana State, Montana, Eastern Washington, Northern Arizona, among some of the teams that will threaten for a Big Sky championship. Captains making their way out to midfield for the coin toss. The fans have filed in here, all wearing, I would say all, maybe 98%. A couple didn't get the memo, I guess, coming in. Hard to miss because the whole town says Gold Rush all over it. Everyone in gold T-shirts. The lights are on here. The sun's starting to set. And Montana State in the end zone off to our left getting set to run through the Bibb Bobcat inflatable and start their year in 2013. As we talk about this Monmouth football team before we went to break, we mentioned defensively there are some questions, and a lot of them are up front. The Hawks are a bit undersized, and one of the big reasons why, number 95, Demetrius Smith, will not play tonight. 6'2", 295-pound player out of Jackson, New Jersey. Smith out at least for this week with a knee injury. That is the most notable of injuries for Monmouth. Our injury report tonight is presented by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is only one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day, extraordinary.
And Matt, Monmouth won the coin toss. They deferred their option to Montana State. The Bobcats have elected to receive to begin the game, and that coin toss is presented by Coke Zero. The Hawks get a taste of forward progress, and so can you with Coca-Cola Zero, the only drink to combine real Coke taste and zero calories. Grab one now and taste forward progress with Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Monmouth 5-5 last year. They did not play one game because of Hurricane Sandy, which of course took place in late October. That canceled their game against Central Connecticut State. Last time out, Monmouth was a winner in the season finale out in Moon Township, Pennsylvania against Robert Morris. Last game of last year for Montana State, a loss here at home on a chilly night, December 7th, against Sam Houston State in the quarterfinals of the FCS playoffs. Our referee tonight is Jeff Rink. The umpire is Dan Angelo. The headlinesman, Mark Koch. Ken Wolf is the line judge. David Clark, the field judge. Eric Crone, the side judge. And Christopher Story is the back judge. I believe, from what I was told, this crew is a Big Sky crew. Monmouth will be in their brand new home, should say away, white uniforms tonight. They'll have opportunities to mix up the colors this year, but the new uniforms, very snazzy. White pants with blue trim down the side, white jerseys with the midnight blue numerals, the same dark blue helmets with the MU insignia on either side. For Montana State, they are in their home dark navy jerseys, gold pants, and the gold helmets with a big M on either side.
You know, Matt, we are just a couple of seconds away from kickoff, and you look out here at Bobcat Stadium, I don't see much room, if any, open seat-wise. I see a lot of gold T-shirts. I see one open section that's actually being reserved for a group. And after that, you'd be hard-pressed to find a single-digit number of seats available right now.
If I had to guess, that open section probably for the band as they come off the field and make their way up. We'll get a look at a potent Montana State offense to begin the game as Monmouth will kick off. Denarius McGee is a fifth-year senior, 6'2", 200 pounds. He's a two-time Big Sky MVP, among those considered a leader for the Peyton Award, which goes to the FCS Most Valuable Player.
That's key number one of this game, Matt. Slow down Montana State's big three. You'll hear about it. The quarterback, the running back, the receiver. You'll hear the names in a second. But the one you need to know right now, as Matt said, the quarterback is Denarius McGee. He's as good as they come at the FCS level.
Sean Johnson, hash mark to the right. John Ellis, hash mark to the left. It will be Lucas Santangelo, the sophomore kicker, to start things off here for Monmouth. Wind pretty sparse right now, and we are underway in 2013. Santangelo with a low driving kick, bounces at the 8, and will go out of the back part of the end zone. Johnson tried to field it, but it trickled off of his hands and went off the side part of the end zone. So here comes the Montana State offense to start. The tackles, John Weidenauer and Eric Eckhoff, Quinn Catalano and Kyle Godke are the two guards. Matthew Devereaux is the center. T. Solano, the tight end. Brian Flocklatter is one wide receiver. John Ellis is the other. Tanner Bleskin, a second-team All-Big Sky performer last year, the favorite target of Denarius McGee. We mentioned his stats coming in. 30 wins in his career, 71 touchdowns he has thrown for. He will start with a very capable running back in the backfield among five that will play tonight, redshirt senior Cody Kirk. Three wide this time. Off to the right, one back to the left. McGee wants to throw, puts it in the air. Flockletter gets it, and he's off to the races. To the 40, 45, out to the 50, and tackled in Monmouth territory at the 45-yard line. Quick player pass out to Brian Flockcutter, a talented receiver making his first year as a starter this season, and the first reception, a big one for Montana State.
Little triple option play, could have given it to Kirk instead. McGee pitched it outside. Now you'll see this Bobcat team, Matt, go fast. That's the Tim Kramsey element. He came from New Hampshire. He was a Chip Kelly guy.
Ellis will get it. End around. Good blocking on the edge. Ellis cuts up field. He'll have a first down. Run out of bounds at the 35-yard line. A gain of 10. And the Bobcat offense rolling right now. Two plays, two long runs, and two first downs.
They do not want to huddle, Matt. We mentioned it the play before. Kramsey studied under Chip Kelly at the University of New Hampshire. They want to snap the ball between 15 and 20 seconds after the last play ends.
We'll give you the Monmouth starters in just 1 second. Solano, the tight end, goes as an H-back to the right. Two receivers left. Flockcutter, the single man to the right. McGee wanting to throw. Here comes pressure. Flushed off to the right. Will let it go over the middle. He'll have a man. That catch is made by Tanner Bleskin inside the 20 to the 17. Tackle made by Andrew Sutton. Quickly for Monmouth. Up front, Pat O'Hara, Darnell Leslie, the ends. Andrew Jerzynski and Eric Masick, the tackles. Gary Onakuzi at the middle linebacker spot. John Sikowski and Dave Demersion, the outside spots. Tevron Brandon, Joe Johnson, the corners. Andrew Sutton and Patrick Ray back for another year, starting at the safety spots. Tight end to the right in a three-point stance. Trips off to the left this time. Kirk behind McGee. McGee wants to throw again. Will flare it to the outside. David Dash will make the catch. Break a tackle. Get down inside the 10-yard line and be close to a first down at the 8.
Matt, we've seen balance so far. A couple of runs. We've seen some throws. But the biggest thing we've seen is crisp execution by Montana State. McGee pinpoint with his passes, and they appear to have Monmouth right now very confused with their misdirection and their play action out of the shotgun formation.
McGee will go from the gun again. Sean Johnson has checked in at the running back spot. a yard behind and a yard to the right of McGee, who looks like he will change the play. Trips off to the right, single man back to the left. McGee gets the snap, looking left all the way, throws towards the end zone, and that one thrown off target, the intended man, Bleskin, and it will fall incomplete and set up third down and short.
Those starting lineups presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill in Belmar, your spot for college and NFL football all season long.
Tonight, of course, opening day around college football. We'll run through scores as they come across. 13:08 to go here in the first quarter. Opening drive for Montana State, and they are on the move. Tight end wing to the right, two receivers to the left. Ball from the left hash mark. This is Kirk off the right side, pounding his way down towards the goal line. Stood up and stacked at the three, pushes forward to about the 2.5. That will be a first down for the Bobcats, and it will set them up first and goal from inside the 3-yard line.
Matt, the most dangerous thing with a dangerous spread offense like Montana State is when they show spread and they bring power, it's very hard to adjust your personnel on the fly. That's what they did there. Spread Monmouth out, and then they ran it between the tackles with Kirk.
Two tight ends into the game. Lee Perkins, redshirt sophomore, has checked in at the right tight end spot. Solano to the left. Two receivers flank off to McGee on the right side. Mama showing blitz. Ball inside the 2-yard line. It'll be McGee to walk it in for the touchdown, and Montana State goes right down the field on the opening drive and goes up 6-0.
Straight zone read. We've seen it always in college. It's gotten more popular in the NFL, and this time fans get to see it as Denarius McGee runs it perfectly. Puts the ball right in Kirk's chest, leads him just a half step in front, and then he pulled it back when Mamet's outside linebacker committed. It was Demergen, and he walked into the end zone.
Montana State setting up here. They will go for a two-point play. They will snap it to Tanner Roderick, who will walk it into the end zone. They set up Muddle Huddle off to the right side. Caught Mamet napping a little bit, and Roderick in for the two-point conversion. Montana State goes up 8-0. 12:35 to go here in the opening quarter. We'll step out for a quick 30-second break. We're back right after this with more Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network.
Aramark is an award-winning leader in professional services, providing food service, facilities management, and uniform and career apparel to healthcare institutions, universities, school districts, stadiums and arenas, and businesses around the world. Aramark is proud to be Monmouth University's official food service provider.
Quick opening scoring drive for Montana State. The Bobcats also adding the two-point conversion to go up 8-0 here on Monmouth. 12:35 to play in the opening quarter. Hawks will get the football for the first time tonight as Montana State will come and kick it off. We knew they would be pretty quick trying to run plays in between, and they sure were.
Yeah, and Matt, we were kind of unsure coming into the game what Montana State was going to do exactly. And when we sat down with Coach Callahan during the week, and he told us, well, they have this new offensive coordinator. So they were always a balanced team, but I think now they're just doing it differently. They're doing it faster. Really good up-tempo offense that they ran on that first series. And what they did, Matt, they got Monmouth in a personnel package that once they were comfortable getting them there, they were going to put the pedal to the metal and get as many plays in a row as they could.
Yeah, and because things run so quickly, Monmouth cannot really change on the fly. Seven plays, 75 yards, took 2:25 off the clock. They rule it as a 1-yard touchdown run for Denarius McGee.
And we mentioned the balance, Matt. Seven plays. They threw four times. They ran it three times. So they're going to be balanced, and they can gain yards in big chunks.
Going back deep to receive for Monmouth. LaVon Cheney, hash mark right. Tevron Brandon, hash mark left. Trevor Bolton puts a good charge into it. Returnable for Cheney from the 3-yard line. Here comes the freshman. He's tripped up and knocked down hard at the 14-yard line. Hard charging play, special teams-wise, from Alex Singleton, the junior linebacker from Thousand Oaks, California. So the Brandon Hill era starts right now. Hill 6'5", 230. Junior, the transfer from UMass. Julian Hayes will start at the running back spot. Neil Sterling, Eric Sumlin, Lamar Davenport, the three wide receivers. Mike McLafferty at the tight end. The tackles, Brandon Maxwell and Josh Patterson, both fifth-year players. We did have a late flag come out on the kickoff. Monmouth will elect to have Montana State kick it again. Let's finish the starters here for Monmouth offensively. The guards Peter Ireland at the right guard. Reese Johnson back off of an injury at the left guard. Mike Hunchek, who has started 21 straight games, make it 22 here tonight, fifth-year senior. As Monmouth will have an opportunity for some better field position, as Cheney was chopped down at about the 14, but one of the gunners coming down for Montana State offside.
Matt, one area Montana State maybe isn't as good as they want to be right now, going to be on this defensive side of the ball. They lost six starters from a really good group a year ago. Two of their projected starters will not play. Linebacker Naya Moiakakula and defensive end Preston Gale. Monmouth's big, experienced offensive line should have an opportunity to control the clock. And with how fast Montana State went offensively, for Monmouth to have a chance in this game, they may have to really bleed the clock down.
Bolton pushes it back to the 30-yard line. Brandon and Cheney again split the fields. This time it will be Brandon who will have an opportunity. He'll let it go over his head. It'll trickle into the end zone, and Monmouth will take it from their own 20. Up front, it is a 4-3 scheme for Montana State, but they will have someone occupy the nose, a little twist that you don't see all that often. Odin Coe at a defensive end. Brad Helley, who comes in with a career 18 sacks. That is good enough to lead all active SCS players in terms of sacks coming back this year. Taylor Dees at a defensive tackle spot. Craig Ashworth is the nose man. The linebackers, Michael Foster in the middle, Alex Singleton and Cole Moore at the outside spots. Give you the secondary after this first down play for MU. Tight end, two receivers to the right. Davenport stays near sideline to the left. Here's Hayes to get the carry, and he will bounce it forward just short of the 30-yard line to the 29, gain of four, where it will bring up second down and six. Deontay Flowers and Sean Gourds are the corners. Aaron Barnett, who's a transfer from Texas at a strong safety spot. Stephen Bethley is the free safety.
And Matt, Monmouth, just like Montana State, will not huddle. But again, they need to take a little bit more time in between plays and look to really run this clock.
Sumlin and Sterling up top to the right. Davenport near sideline to the left. McLafferty, the intended target here on a second down throw from Hill, just out of reach as Barnett and Singleton combine on the coverage. It will bring up third and six, and the last thing Monmouth wants here is a quick three and out.
Really good coverage that time by the linebacker Singleton, and that's exactly right. Monmouth needs to stay ahead of the chains, Matt. They need to keep Montana State's offense off the field, and they can do that best by making first downs.
Trips off to the right. Sumlin, Davenport, Sterling in that order, with McLafferty, the tight end, in a three-point stance off to the left. Hayes stays in the backfield. Four-man rush coming. Hill there, stands in the pocket, wants McLafferty again, who was sandwiched. Good coverage put on that time by Deontay Flowers, the corner. And Monmouth will go three and out, and it will bring up fourth and six. And on will come Eric Spillane to punt. Spillane, the normal Monmouth place kicker, has really enjoyed the higher altitude here in the last day or so of practice and walkthroughs and warm-ups. Was hitting them pretty good. And he will be the guy to kick here tonight, at least to start for Monmouth. Sean Johnson is back deep. Spillane, pretty good charge into this one. Johnson will field it from inside his 24-yard line. Little stutter move, trying to go far sideline. Now cuts back to the hash mark. Taken down to the 30. Ball popped out. Let's see if they haven't said that a player was ruled down. This could be anybody's ball right now, and it would be huge for Monmouth to get it back. Tevron Brandon in there. He signals Monmouth football. Pat O'Hara says Monmouth football.
Yeah, I see more white jerseys signaling their way than Navy jerseys. Who's got it?
Montana State. Johnson able to be the last guy on the pile to get it back after he fumbled it away. So here comes the MSU offense back on from their own 30-yard line. Let's see if Monmouth has made any tactical changes. No, they'll stay with a 4-3 package. Same guys just on.
Yeah, Matt, just got a replay of that last punt return. The ball did come out, and it was up for grabs. Johnson did well to get into the scrum at the bottom of the pile, and Monmouth will stay base defense because they fear the Montana State balance. Again, if they go extra defensive backs, the Bobcats will run it all day. It's really the catch-22 when dealing with a dangerous spread offense.
Four wide receiver set into the game here for McGee. He wants to throw. He's got some time, moves off to the pocket, has a man left. It's Kirk. Good coverage in the flat. John Sikowski, the redshirt freshman from Manalapan, New Jersey. will make the tackle. 1 yard pickup, maybe a yard and a half. We'll call it second down and a long eight coming up. 11:15 to go in the opening quarter. Montana State leads Monmouth 8-0.
Still kind of curious that they would go for two after the first touchdown of the season, don't you think?
Must have saw something in the way Monmouth lined up to think that they could have gotten it. Split backfield this time for McGee. Three wide receiver set. Monmouth showing blitz. Onukuzi now backs off. Here comes Demersion off the edge. McGee, zone read. He'll keep it. He's got some room in front. 45 to midfield. Now to the 40. Running away at the 30. 25. Run out of bounds. Inside the 20-yard line. About the 19 and a half. A gain there of close to 48 yards for Denarius McGee.
And fans, don't think he's this uber scrambling quarterback. He's a pocket passer who has the ability to run. He ran for 364 yards last year, good enough for third on their team, did run for five touchdowns, but he wants to sit in the pocket. Matt, this is that influence from Coach Kramsey making him more of a running quarterback.
Again, a four-wide package back into the game. Kirk as the running back to the left of McGee, who again wants to throw. In the flat screen, set up for Kirk. Got a blocker in front, hurdles a man, tiptoes the far sideline. Inside the six, gets down to the five, where it will be first down and goal. We had a quick opportunity to talk to some of the media guys who cover the team here at Montana State about McGee. And one said by the end of this year, he will leave as the school's best ever player. Hands down, not even an argument.
And that's saying something. They've been playing football here at Montana State since right around 1900.
Last national championship, a 1AA title in 1984. Double tight end set here for McGee. Kind of taking his time this time from the line of scrimmage. Play clock winding down. Two receivers off to the right. McGee puts it in the belly of Kirk. Spins forward. Touchdown. 5-yard touchdown for Cody Kirk, who now moves into first place all time in rushing touchdowns in his career with 30.
Mentioned it in pregame, the big three on this Bobcat team. You've seen a lot of McGee. You've seen some of Kirk. We saw a little bit of Bleskin, but those three names not only are all over the record book here at Montana State, but all over the print here in the first half.
Roderick again sets up in that muddle huddle type look. And snaps it. Flags come out. Wasn't expecting it. We'll have a procedure penalty against Montana State.
Initial signal was false start, but once the ball is snapped, it doesn't matter if you're moving or not. The quarterback wasn't unsure, but that play still could be allowed to go.
They'll have an opportunity to redo it, and looks like they'll line up to just kick it. The man who was called for the penalty is their kicker, actually. It's number 18, Rory Perez, who will now come over and work out of the hold of Roderick. Left-footed kicker is Perez. Good one. Snap down, kick up, and the kick is good. Tough first quarter so far for Monmouth. Still 9:51 to go in the opening frame. Bobcats lead 15-0. We're back with more Monmouth football after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to MU Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Fans, season and single game tickets are currently on sale right now by calling the Monmouth University Athletics Ticketing Office at 732-263-5735. Or emailing hawktickets@monmouth.edu. Again, season and single game tickets, as well as the opportunity to help your group or organization fundraise with MU, as well as spend your birthday with Shadow at a Hawks game. They're on sale now, 732-263-5735.
Limited opportunities this year to do that. Monmouth only with four home games in the 12-game schedule. First opportunity will be a couple weeks away on the 14th of September against Lehigh. 9:51 to go here from Bobcat Stadium. A lot of talk going on right now on the defensive benches as Monmouth has been chewed up early on. 15-0 our score. Trevor Bolton getting set to kick off. Back deep, Chaney and Tevron Brandon. Chaney from the 7. Runs left. Chopped down at the 22-yard line. Austin Barth, third tight end on the roster, makes the tackle. And the Monmouth offense, I think easy to say, under a little bit of pressure right now. You know, I think it's been established that the defense may be in for a tough night with this Bobcat offense. So the offense is going to have to chew up a little bit of clock.
I was just going to say, Matt, clock, but the bigger thing is Monmouth needs to get points on this drive. You can't allow yourself to get down by more than two scores at the number two team in the country.
Hill back on for another series. Three wide receivers set, two right, one left. Wants to throw, looking McLafferty's way again, and McLafferty dropped the football. Would have been a catchable pass and inbounds for a first down. You can see already that the two of them have developed a relationship, as Hill now 0 for 3, and all three have been in the direction of McLafferty.
The first two he was covered, double covered the second one. That one, great play design. Lamar Davenport, little fake bubble screen. McLafferty, they held the safety, got to catch the football. And we came into this game with high expectations for Mike. He was banged up last season. That's a play he has to make.
H-back spot for McLafferty here. Hayes will get it on first, second down rather, and 10. Good run. Stopped just shy of the 30-yard line. Couple short of a first down. We'll bring up a third down and about two and a half. Cody Kirk, five-yard touchdown run to cap off a four-play, 70-yard drive that took up 1:44 of the clock.
So they don't take much time. And I'll tell you what, it is deafening right now in Bobcat Stadium. Maybe we didn't need this new crowd mic this season. Should have waited until game two to break it in.
Zach Fable checks on second tight end. Goes to the right. McLafferty left. Split wide receiver set. Hill. Fade pattern. Looks for Sterling. Uncatchable ball thrown down the far sideline. And Monmouth will have to punt it again. 2-3 and outs for MU with 8:59 to go in the first quarter. They'll give it back to Montana State.
And here are my two biggest issues, Matt, with what's already happened. That was a third and manageable 2 yards to go. I would have even considered keeping it on the ground there just to keep the clock running. And for nothing else, you got to let your defense rest. The other thing, it's the first time you've said Neil Sterling's name after the starting lineups were announced. So now Monmouth needs to force feed the ball to Neil Sterling. He's one of the few guys in this game that is a difference maker for either side. Get him the football.
Here comes pressure on Spillane. Gets off the punt. High spiraling kick. Johnson will let it bounce, and it'll take a good Monmouth roll inside the 15 and be stopped at the 10-yard line by Sumlin. That's exactly what Monmouth needed, a long punt out of Spillane.
Sports information man Greg Viscomi said early on he was booming him the last couple of days of camp, and then when we got here to walk through yesterday, we know he's the best by the numbers field goal kicker in Monmouth history by accuracy. That punt was fantastic. It flipped field position. Now, we saw that didn't matter last series for Montana State. They moved the ball at will. But now you make them go 90 yards. And the biggest thing, Matt, tackling them when you can have the first opportunity. You cannot miss tackles against a team this good. Make them sustain a drive. Make a lot of plays. And you got to try to force a turnover here.
Three wide receivers set off to the left. Here's the give up the middle. And there goes Sean Johnson. He's going to break this one big. Brandon will give it a crack inside the 15 to the 10. 5, touchdown. 90-yard touchdown run for the junior, Sean Johnson.
Wow. Well, and as the amount of time it took me to make the point about flipping field position, Sean Johnson might have heard me and said, well, I'll take care of it myself, thank you very much. 90 yards, straight zone read. Credit the hustle of Tevron Brandon trying to track him down. But, oh, man, Montana State number two with good reason. This offense is going to be a problem this season for most opponents.
Perez on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. 8:32 to go, quarter number one. Montana State 22, Monmouth nothing. We're back in 30 seconds. As we pause, you're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Fans, this year's Monmouth Athletics Hall of Fame dinner is Friday, November 22nd at 6:30 in Wilson Hall. The class, which was recently announced and is available now on GoMUHawks.com, and also features the second football player to go in, with quarterback Dan Sabella being named recently, will be honored at halftime of the Hawks football game Saturday, November 23rd, the final home game against Duquesne. To attend the dinner, contact the Monmouth University Alumni Association at 732-571-3507.
8:32 to go here in the first quarter. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acupinti from Bozeman, Montana, Big Sky Country. As Montana State, the number two team in the country, at least right now, showing us good reason why they have earned that ranking. Sean Johnson, a 90-yard touchdown run. Johnson's run took all of 14 seconds, third touchdown of this first quarter. And MSU with the big 22-0 advantage.
Matt, we flew out here with the team on the charter plane, talking a little bit to Coach, asking him, Coach, how good is this Montana State team? And he said, honestly, that they would beat more than a handful. He said upwards of 20, 30 teams at the FBS level. They play SMU next week in Dallas. I would not be terribly shocked if that was a very competitive football game. He said, Coach, he said Denarius McGee is the best quarterback Monmouth's faced since Joe Flacco was quarterbacking Delaware back in 2007. But we've got to look at a little bit of everyone. McGee, Johnson, Kirk, the receivers. They're good.
Right now, pretty nasty. Another kickoff coming for Trevor Bolton. He handles the long kicks. Perez, the short kick guy. End over end again. Davenport was back this time with Cheney. Cheney will field it, but about 8 yards back in his end zone. He will think twice about bringing it out, and the ball will come out to the 25-yard line. You mentioned Montana State, the number two team in the country in the preseason poll, ranked only behind North Dakota State, who was last year's champion. Sam Houston State, the team that knocked out Montana State, number three. And we talked about the Big Sky a little bit. Eastern Washington, number four. Cal Poly, number 14. Montana, number 20. Northern Arizona, number 18.
You could say they're, along with the CAA, like the SEC of FCS football.
Three wide set. Thaddeus Richards into the game. Slot man off to the left. Here's a catch by Sterling. Far sideline to the right. Good play for Monmouth on first down. 9 yard gain out to the 34 yard line.
Like you were saying earlier, you got to get good yardage on first down. Now you get second and manageable. Monmouth should not get cute here. They need to pick up the initial first down of this season right now.
Hayes in at the running back spot. Thaddeus Richards flip sides. Slot man out of the right. Davenport off to the left. Here's the give to Hayes. He's going to have a first down and a bit more. Out to the 45-yard line. Gain of close to 10, maybe 11 for Hayes. He's been solid in his three carries so far. Three for just about 23 yards. Pretty good.
And that'll continue to help Monmouth control the clock. They're down 22-0. You can't get it all back in one drive. Let your defense get some rest, score, and take some time off the clock.
Davenport, wide man, near sideline. Up top is Sterling. Richards again in the slot, this time to the left. Four out into the pattern. Hill over the middle, looks for Sterling. A little bit of contact on the coverage, but no flag up. Aaron Barnett taking care of Sterling that time. Incompletion will bring up a second and 10.
Yeah, ball a little high for Neil Sterling. He worked kind of a double move on the outside. He tried to get the corner on his outside hip, break it inside. We still have to see the relationship develop, Matt, between Brandon Hill and some of these wide receivers.
Same three on the field. Sterling right, Richards and Davenport to the left. Play action. Naked bootleg for Hill. In trouble, and will get knocked down by Brad Haley as he releases the football to go as another incompletion. Bring up third down and 10. Daly, a fifth-year senior, 6'1", 240. We mentioned the FCS active leader in sacks coming into the season with 18.
This is what Monmouth was concerned about. Third and long in a loud, packed stadium.
Hill back into the pistol. Fourth man checking in is Elijah Phillips. Three to the left, one up top to the right. Should have been a flag. I thought Montana State started early. They didn't. Sterling will catch it on a 12-yard out pattern for a big first down. And the chains will move Monmouth into Montana State territory for the first time tonight, down to the Bobcat 43-yard line.
So far, a couple passes to Sterling. This drive's resulted in two first downs. Again, Neil should be exhausted on the plane ride going home to West Long Branch, or rather via Atlantic City tonight.
Sterling, 33 catches a year ago. Zach Fable in for McLafferty at the tight end spot. Sumlin back in at the slot. Hayes going to get the carry off the left side. Hayes looking good, running the football. Comes left and gets down inside the 40 to the 37-yard line. That's a gain of 6 to bring up 2nd and 4.
You know why he looks so good, Matt? Julian had a tremendous offseason. Got himself into great physical condition. He's noticeably maybe 15, 20 pounds lighter. Still nice and powerful. Here he'll check out, get KB Asante his first action of the season. But good drive right here. Mixing the run and the pass, moving the football.
Yeah, Asante has a good, capable number two back. But I agree, Hayes looks like a different guy so far tonight. Player pass to the outside. Sterling going to make another catch. Sandwiched down to the tackle, but he's going to have another Monmouth first down. Good drive going for the Hawks. 6-yard pickup. Down to the 31, and the chains will move.
You know, something I've noticed, Montana State really hits you. When they get to the ball carrier, they get there very angrily, and they're a very sure tackling team. But with that said, again, find 1-7 and get him the football. Only good things seem to happen.
And they come with multiple people to hit as well. Sterling this time in a trips package off to the left. Middleman in between Sumlin and Davenport. Movement again up front. This time it's going to be against Monmouth and back the Hawks up 5 yards. You know, we talked a little bit about Sterling. He's such an important part of the offense and has been since that breakout year a couple of seasons ago. His freshman year, 57 receptions, 5 touchdowns, and just under 600 yards. Dealt so tough with an ankle injury last year. We mentioned his numbers, 33 catches. But the Neil Sterling we've seen so far tonight with a bunch of catches on this drive already, that's the guy we're used to.
And here he singled up on the outside to the formation's right.
Hill looks right. Now gives to Asante. A little draw play back up the middle. Taken down quickly by Singleton, the weak side linebacker. Loss of a yard on the play. Make it 2nd and 16.
And Coach Van Zyl saw what I saw, and that's that the pass rush from Montana State is getting upfield, especially on the ends. Thought that little draw play, it was either going to be a draw or screen, would work to maybe get beyond them. But again, sure tacklers, these Bobcats.
Hayes back in. Asante out. McLafferty comes in. H-back set up to the right of the formation. Sumlin slot right. Sterling wide man right. Davenport near sideline left. Hill going to give it to Hayes. This time take it down to the backfield. Daly, who's caused some havoc on this series, will make the tackle. No gain. Lost maybe a yard as well. Third down coming up, and let's call it 17.
Matt, with Monmouth possessing it here on the 38-yard line. I know it's 3rd and 17, but do you look at this as maybe two plays to pick up 17 yards?
Yeah, they're in that part of the field where a punt probably wouldn't do them a whole lot of good. Richards, far sideline of the right as a single receiver. Sumlin, Davenport back to the left. Two tight ends into the game. Here comes pressure. Hill flares into the outside. Hayes makes the catch. He's got some blockers in front of him. And we'll get back to the little original line of scrimmage, plus a couple more to the 28-yard line. Now I think it's definitely a fourth down and go for it situation. We come up on the 4-minute mark.
Looks as though, Matt, they're going to try out the field goal unit. I'm in your line of thinking. I still think this is a four-down area here. I know that Monmouth, it's 4th and 7, so not that close, but you're down 22-0.
And you want to get some points, I guess, is probably the thinking here.
There's no gimme, though.
Spillane will hit it from 45. Charlie Vellis, the holder. Good snap, good hold. Spillane pooches it up there and drives it through. So Monmouth gets their first points on the board. A 45-yard field goal from Eric Spillane. 3:33 to go in the opening quarter. Montana State 22. Monmouth 3. We're back with more Monmouth football right after this on the Shore Sports Network. Eric Spillane with his 38th career field goal, putting Monmouth on the board here in the 2013 season. 3:33 to go in the opening quarter.
And Matt, those points big for Monmouth. In Rob Ash's tenure in Montana State, when the opponent scores 20 or more, his teams are only 22 and 21. When the opponent scores 19 or under, they're 26 and 1. Monmouth's got to get to 20.
Santangelo gives this one a good charge, puts it out of the end zone, about 10 yards past the end zone.
Hit the upright.
Did you see that? That was a good shot. So a touchback here, and Montana State will come out to their own 25-yard line. Now the trick, obviously, for Monmouth, got to get a stop. Even if you put points on the board, if you're MU, the only way to get yourself back into this game at all is by making a stop. Monmouth going to put some new players into the game here as well. A whole new linebacking core. Tyler Thompson will play the middle. 6 foot, 230-pound sophomore. Anthony McDonough will check in at an outside spot, along with Peyton Minich, a freshman. Here's McGee on the carry. Tackled by Minich as he crosses the 30 out to the 31-yard line for a gain of 6.
Interesting strategy there. Three whole new linebackers in. Obviously, McDonough, a familiar name to fans. He played a lot last year.
Here's Kirk off the left side. Kirk bounces off of a tackle. See, that hurts. Monmouth had him stopped at the line of scrimmage, and then Kirk bounced off of it and gets to the 39-yard line for a first down. Some new defensive linemen into the game here for Monmouth, too. Corey Neal at one end. Jack Eisenstadt at the other. McGee wants to throw. Flares it to the outside. Catch is made by John Ellis, who's ridden out of bounds by Joe Johnson. Also into the game, Josh Szymanowicz at one of the defensive tackle spots, and number 51, Wes Cunningham, at the other.
Tough to sub during a series when the team doesn't huddle, so now you got to do it to really start the next series.
Second down and 5. 2:40 to go. Mama showing blitz off the edge. Cunningham broke the line of scrimmage, but Montana State didn't snap the ball. Sutton wants the blitz off the end. McGee sees it. Taking a long time here on the snap. Throws to the outside. Recognize that's where the blitz was coming. Throws the ball in that spot. Flockletter with the catch. And it will be a first down on the Mama side of the 50-yard line.
Long first quarter. Doesn't it feel that way?
A lot of points up on the board. 22 for Montana State. 3 for Monmouth right now. 2:15 and rolling. From the 50-yard line. Here's the give up the middle for Kirk. And he'll pound his way down. Tackle made by Clark Coe at the 45 for a 5-yard pickup. Montana State going to spread it out here with 4 wide. 3 coming to the right, 1 left. Ball set from the left hash mark. McGee checking over the defense. 4-man front for Monmouth. Thompson walks up on the edge. Shows blitz, and now here he comes. McGee sees it again. Here's a catch made by Tanner Bleskin. 3.5-yard gain. Stopped just shy of the 41-yard line. You know, McGee in a red shirt, you know, fifth-year senior-type role. He started now in his fourth year. When he sees a blitz, he knows where he wants to put the ball.
I mean, he's won a lot of games, Matt. He's got 30 wins as the quarterback of Montana State. That leads them. When all is said and done, he's going to have every single offensive passing record. Last year, threw for 3,100 yards, completing 66% of his passes.
Third and 1, coming up on a minute to go. Kirk will get the first down as he crosses the plane of the 40-yard line and dives forward to the 38. Fresh set of downs coming here for Montana State.
Yeah, it's tough to fool a fifth-year senior. It's really tough to fool a fifth-year senior as good as Denarius McGee.
McGee walks back up to the line here, and we'll have a stoppage in play. Somebody threw something out of the field. Quickly removed by the referee crew. Sean Johnson has checked in at the running back spot. Solano tight end right. Trips up top to the left for McGee to the wide side of the field. Monmouth showing blitz a lot more here in this series than they have the prior 3. McGee with time. Flares it to the outside. Catch is made by Ellis. Runs past McDonough. And then Minich comes in to make the tackle at the 34-yard line. Gain of 4.
Even a play like that, though, which took kind of a while to develop. McGee swung it out, and McDonough had the receiver in his sights, but then just too quick, able to make a few moves, and even on a dead play, they pick up 4 yards.
5 seconds left in the quarter. McGee taking his time with 1. Won't get the playoff. They snapped the football, but the time had already expired here in the first quarter. Well, it seems as if Monmouth maybe has settled in a little bit here. 22-3 is the score. Have to look for a stop here as we come back from our first quarter break. It has been all Bobcats so far on the scoreboard. Three touchdowns to just the field goal for MU. We're back after a 60-second timeout for our second set of 15 minutes here from Bobcat Stadium. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.